The Marin History Museum's collection is currently housed in a rented Novato storage unit.
We have about 3,000 square feet here, and things are very carefully stacked and organized so that it all fits.
That's Museum Board President Jean Zaruto. She's given me a tour of the facility.
It's all over the map, the various treasures.
There's Marin's first wagon wheel, historical pieces of furniture, and tall stacks of archived newspapers. Zaruto's favorite artifact? A dark green strombox that was once in Napoleon Bonaparte's family.
The fact that a Marin County family was a part of any of this, never would I have associated Napoleon Bonaparte with Marin County.
This strombox and the rest of the museum's 20,000 artifacts and 200,000 photos have not been available to the public for over 6 months. But a new deal with the County of Marin is promising to change that.
Is it supposed to be like the Victrola dog?
Yeah.
It is the Victrola dog.
It is. Not
the original. The private nonprofit museum is receiving $100,000, half from the county and the rest from a private donor, to help cover current debts and the cost of inventory. Also, as a part of the deal, the current museum board will step down. Here's Marin County Supervisor Damon Connolly.
It's a good start. It's really designed as a transition to turn the corner, if you will.
Connolly has been working with the museum's current board since last year, when years of financial turmoil came to a head.
One of the bottom line issues I was pushing for is that there had to be new leadership as a matter of restoring that public trust to attract new donors, new interests.
Connolly says getting new public donations to the museum is key to its future sustainability, but that won't be an easy task. Last summer, the museum's board began to sell off some of its collection to keep the museum afloat, says Board Secretary Karen Hearn.
In order to keep the collection safe and maintained without a landlord taking it away from us, we began to sell assets, a small number of assets, considering we have 20,000 assets here. We sold, 80, 50?
But after a vicious public outcry, the sales were quickly halted, says Board President Zaruto.
At some points, this board felt that we were looked upon as bad people, and we felt as if we were victims.
Zaruto says the 81-year-old museum has never been financially solvent. In the mid-2000s, millions of dollars were sunk into a music exhibit that was eventually canned. Then the recession hit, and potential donors backed out on pledged money. And to top it all off, the museum had no endowment to fall back on.
It has always spent more than it makes in order to deliver on its mission.
Current board members are hopeful that new leadership and a financial boost will kickstart museum operations again. But Secretary Hearn says it will need more money, and soon.
There's no way that $100,000 is going to complete our inventory, get all of our current debts paid, and be able to, let's hope someday, actually have a curatorial staff to have it be open.
And being open, along with creating a sustainable future, is the ultimate goal for the museum. The new board of directors will take on this task next month. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.